Welcome to The You Relationship, a podcast for the gifted ones who know they are here to make an impact, but struggle with self-doubt, unworthiness, and not feeling ready. I'm your host, Aria Yaguarete, and in this show, I guide you through powerful ways to work with your body, mind, and soul to embrace who you truly are and to help you shine your light in the world. Hello, my love. There are some really big transitions happening over here and probably happening with you also. And this podcast episode is going to help guide you through them. What you can expect is a deep conversation on courage. Courage, which is something that you have most definitely had to face in your life many, many times. And before you jump into the episode, I want to ensure that you have the tools and the resources and the ways to navigate being a light worker and fear on this earth. And you came here to be a change maker. You came here to be a light. You came here to be a force and to be different, to not be like everyone else. And that in itself took immense courage. Not only is it so courageous to be here and choose to be on earth, but also to take on the mission of a light worker and starseed. So acknowledging you in that. And if you want support and guidance around how to let your heart take the reins and your ego to stop being the one that is calling the shots for fear to take a back seat, then come to Bold, Brave, and Aligned. It's a masterclass that I'm hosting on Wednesday, October 12th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. It is absolutely free to join. You will be there with your starseed and light worker sisters, and you will walk away with the tools to approach this life powerfully, to shift away from fear being what guides your decisions, and instead operating and working from a space of love and trust. So if you want to join that, you can find out more about it on my Instagram in the show notes. I am beyond excited to share this masterclass with you and also this episode. So enjoy it. Allow yourself to center in, to really listen, to really receive what you are meant to receive from this transmission. And hopefully, if you need it, I will see you on October 12th. We are in a big energy of change right now. And this might be coming up for you in different ways. Most likely, it's showing itself through your emotions, through big feelings coming through a heaviness or pain in your body, a lack of energy, a feeling of overwhelm. And it may also be showing up with memories and thoughts and beliefs that you have, taking up more space in your mind right now. So the collective energy that we are feeling right now is one of deeper healing, one of letting go, one of really seeing the truth of our inner darkness. And with that, in your day-to-day life, It can be showing up in different ways through people from your past revealing themselves, through big triggers that really hurt you deeply, but have been themes in your life for a very, very long time. It could be showing up as a questioning of what you are even doing here, what you are doing in this world, what you are doing in life, and inviting in change. It can also be showing up as resentment towards yourself, towards others. So it's almost like washed up on the shore is and are your little demons, your stories, the things that you've been carrying for so long that have impacted you in so many ways, that have impacted how you've chosen to show up in this world, the decisions you've made, the jobs you've taken, the people you've chosen to be with, the relationships you've created, all of it, all of it. And it's intense. It's really intense to feel and be with and to navigate, because our egos, your mind will keep saying, this is wrong. There is something wrong here and we need to fix this. And that can be very detrimental and torturous to be with all day, every day. If your ego has been running the show, you are thinking the same thoughts 90% of the time. Well, science shows that anyways. But you are in the same loops. This isn't working. How do I fix it? Is this an option? Is this an option? Blech, you know, none of it's feeling good. And really, what's needed right now is for you to be okay with the journey, for you to be in surrender, for you to allow it to unfold in the way that it is, and to feel. So much of what we are experiencing right now is feeling the impact of carrying beliefs, carrying a past that is no longer true. And the energy is like, change is coming. Change is needed. It's needed in your individual life. It's needed in the collective. And we get to do this together. And what change might look like for you is going to be different than what change might look like for me. But there are going to be similarities and overlap. So do a review of what has it been in your life that's been feeling so off. Perhaps it's your relationship as it currently is, that needing to change, either within the relationship itself or leaving that structure, that format, maybe into a more platonic one. Maybe it's needing to leave your current job or change your career or shift things in your business. This energy right now that we're in, it's almost like showing us how necessary the change is. It's like we need to get so uncomfortable that change is the only option, that it's absolutely inevitable, because staying in what we are in and what you are in right now is no longer serving you. It played its role in your life, and now it's time for change. Now it's time for something new, something more aligned with you, something that will serve you even better, even more. So as these big emotions come up, as this questioning arises, the invitation for you is to say, okay, I'm here for it. I see you. I feel you. And I'm just going to go as deeply into this as I can. I'm no longer going to push it aside or hide from it or make it wrong. Because the more you make it wrong, the more you start navigating your life from a space of fear. And fear and making choices and decisions out of fear is never going to get you what you want. Might get you what your ego wants, but it won't get you what your soul's alignment needs. So it's when you can say, everything that's happening right now is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And I'm here for it. I'm going to sit with this discomfort. I'm going to allow it to move through me. I'm going to reflect on this. I'm going to journal. Like, what are these themes that keep coming up? If it's so loud for me right now, what have I been missing in the process? What do I need to see? A theme that comes up for me and has been coming up for me probably since the age of 12 is whether this life is worth living. And desire to opt in for the ultimate escape, which is death. I feel like a part of me has always known that this soul journey on planet Earth is a very difficult one. And beyond this physical 3D life is just unconditional love. So it can feel very tempting of, ooh, but it's so wonderful over there. But yet, my soul chose this journey exactly how it's looking right now, exactly how it's looked since I was 12. I chose my parents. I chose my family. I chose my circumstances. I chose, you know, who my husband would be, or at least my first husband. We'll see if I have more down the line. So the questioning that comes up, the doubting that comes up, I've made it wrong so much in my life. And it's only in the times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit with this feeling of wanting to leave my life, wanting to run away, like let's be with this fully. And the more I surrender into that and the more I allow myself to feel all of these like heartbreaking, crushing thoughts, the quicker they move through me, the sooner I see clarity. And the more accepting and loving I am of myself. You can have in the same week, in the same day, the most incredible, fun, heart-filling experiences. And an hour or two later, be bawling your eyes out with no more of a will to live. There's nothing wrong with that. That is your journey. That is your process. That is you moving through things. The problem is in this world is that we make it wrong. We say only the good, you know, in quotation marks, only the good emotions are accepted, are allowed. And anything else is wrong. But the more we make ourselves wrong, the more we stunt our growth, the more we suffer. So whatever reveals itself and is revealing itself to you right now, can you love it? And be with it. If you can't love it, can you accept it? And the ego doesn't like change. The ego is very scared of change because The ego doesn't like being out of control, even though we are out of control and don't have control. The ego hates that idea. So it's like, I don't want change. Change is scary. Change is bad. I don't know what to expect with change. So it fights it, or it tries to take the reins and be like, okay, well, if change is coming, then I'm going to decide how this change is going to look. And of course, you have an influence over your life and absolute free will. But the more you try and control it, the more exhausting it will be. So for me, when I feel change, like I can feel it in the energy field right now. For myself, I can feel it with others. And to me, change feels like the air stands still. And there's like a tornado brewing somewhere in the distance. It's like I can hear the thunder from afar. It's like this feeling of, I know everything is going to shift. And I've been feeling it for a long time, but I don't know how. And when things happen in my life where it feels, my mind tells me that I'm failing, or things aren't going well, you know, again, all ego-based thoughts, I'm reminded of the thunderstorm. I'm reminded of the tornado or the hurricane that is going to come through and shift things because it's needed. My ego is very stubborn. I'll hold on to ideas, to people with like the strongest grip, to the point where my hands will hurt. My hands physically hurt from trying to grip too hard. The body is always speaking to you, right? So curious, what are you feeling regarding change? What does change feel like for you? The universe is typically giving you some cues and signs for things to expect, but often we don't really see the signs for what they are until afterwards. Sometimes that's a good thing. It's almost just this like easeful reminder of it's coming. I remember right before my marriage ended, I got several signs. The diamond out of my engagement ring fell out and was missing for 24 hours, and I wasn't concerned. I had no emotions around it. I was like, it's just a physical item. And my ex was like, I don't understand how you cannot care about this. And I said, I care, but our marriage is our marriage. Like, this is just a physical item. And little did I know it was coming. That same week, the exact same house as ours on our street went up for sale. A few days later, suddenly, due to an event that happened, I chose to end my marriage quite suddenly. It was not on my radar to do so. And my life took a brand new direction. So I'm feeling similar vibes right now. Don't know how extreme it'll be within my individual life. I don't know how extreme it'll be in your life. I know it's going to be pretty big in the collective because that's what's needed. But don't think that you know what it'll be. And let it be okay that you don't. This isn't me telling you be afraid. Absolutely not. Because if I had known that was coming, I would have broken down in panic at the time. But what I didn't know was that my divorce would be, my choice to leave that marriage and divorce would be one of the most freeing things I ever, ever would do for myself. The fear tells a different story. What's important is to stay in the energy of possibility, and everything that is coming and all the change that is coming is going to serve my highest and my best, no matter what it is. because that's the truth. And your level of surrender while in it is what will impact how the journey feels to you. The more you make it wrong, the harder it'll be. And I have a whole episode on surrender that you can listen to, which I'll put in the show notes. So change is upon us. Welcome it. Allow it to reveal itself. If there is action required by you, it'll be very evident when it's time to take that action. The universe will show you. So, my love, you absolutely got this. You are not alone in this. Embrace the change and remember that it is all happening for you. My love, I hope you received some encouragement, some renewed faith, some confidence from listening to today's episode. If it spoke to your heart, if it impacted you in any way, feel free to share this on your social channels or comment with a review. All of it makes all the difference in ensuring that these messages get into the hands of those who need it most. And if you want to be a part of Bold, Brave, and Aligned, my free masterclass on harnessing the courage within as a light worker, then check it out on my Instagram. You can find the links in there. You can also find them in the show notes. And let's gather and be a force together. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you soon.